This is Ozarks at Large. In the coming days, the city of Bentonville will close a large chunk of Lake Bentonville to the public for up to a year. Parks and Recreation Director David Wright says the 15-acre park is going to be completely renovated with a new parking lot, pavilion, and playground.
What we're doing is really a major partnership with the property that's north of us. So when it reopens, two properties will actually look like one.
Wright says that 75-acre property, which will be called Osage Park, will be owned and maintained by the Peel Compton Foundation, and he adds it has some important occupants who will play a crucial role in the park's ecosystem.
If you drive by there today, and let's say you're driving north on I Street, you can look back to the east or to your right, and you will see some of the most impressive beaver dam structures you'll ever lay your eyes on. And it's really impressive what those creatures have done out there for us. And we're going to use those beaver dams to be our dam. It will create our lake.
Wright says the current man-made dam will be removed, and the lake, which right now is about 7 acres, will as much as triple in size.
What happens through there is all of the rainwater that falls in the Illinois River watershed in Bentonville finds its way to that piece of property. Those beaver dams actually serve as a filtration system for the water. So all the gasoline and the oils that our cars are leaving behind on our roads are going through those beaver dams. It's filtering that water for us. And some of the water that we're sending to the Illinois River itself is amongst the cleanest that you'll see.
But Wright acknowledges there is a small chance the beavers might leave once the lake and park are opened up further.
We don't think they'll leave. We think that they have been here so long, and we think that it's the perfect natural environment for them. The only thing that might encourage them to leave would be humans. And so what we'll try to do is we'll try to educate the humans to make sure that we're being respectful enough. We won't put the humans too close to them so they can do that.
Wright says while there will be fishing piers and boardwalks to better access the lake, they will be far enough away to not disrupt the beavers. However, he adds there is one other critter they are hoping to disrupt with the redesign, and that's the geese, who've been a cause of concern for the park's neighbor, the municipal airport, which says the geese are a potential hazard for planes.
What you'll see a lot inside the new Lake Bentonville is you're going to see taller grasses around the lake. Geese, they like to be around the water, but they don't like their belly to be rubbed by grass. And so what we're going to do is we're going to plant native grasses around the exterior of the lake so they don't want to walk, things they won't want to walk through.
Wright says they also plan to plant underwater grasses along the edges of the lake to encourage the geese to find another body of water elsewhere. And he says people will be able to fish from the boardwalk at Thaden Fieldhouse during this renovation.